Things are pretty good, man. How are you?
Things are good. It's bright out today. I don't know about you in your office, but here in the studio, man, there's a giant window, and when it's bright like this, it's blinding.
It's a good thing, though, man. It's a good thing.
I guess so.
We've
had
gray days for a while.
I'm not going to bitch about it too much. You know, you and I were off the air just talking about how crazy things are with COVID and everything else, and we started talking about that trending story about heart transplant patient who's been taken off the list because he's unvaccinated. Does he have recourse?
No, I don't really think he does. We were saying, like, it may come as a surprise to many people, but my brother was one of the early heart transplant patients. He died a couple of years ago, but he lived a long life with someone else's heart.
Wow.
And at that time, I was very involved in trying to get him on a list and work him through the you know, the ups and downs of the process. And what we learned is that the transplant business is like any other business. It's investing in itself and making money. It's a for-profit business. And back then, this is a long time ago, this was 20 years ago, but one of the people that was on the list in front of him was taken off the list because when they got on the list, they were a non-smoker, but then they developed the habit of smoking, and it
really
changed their statistical lifespan.
So
and by doing
odds.
That, the transplant people took him off the list because they didn't want to gamble on him.
That makes sense.
And see, they publish their statistics. They publish how long people have lived with their artificial hearts. Their transplant teams are competitive around the country for success versus failure, and they're married to those stats. And if you change your likelihood of success statistically by not getting vaccinated, that's your choice, but that's their choice to move you down that list in terms of priority.
Well, you know, it's crazy you say that because I was smoking until I caught cancer back in 2010. And I went through chemo, kept smoking through chemo. I'd fly back and forth to Houston, get chemo treatments, smoking cigarettes. And my radiation guy, before I started radiation, he goes, I'm not going to treat you unless you quit smoking. And
wow.
I was like, really? I guess that's the last cigarette I ever had. And that was it. And I haven't smoked since. But
wow.
I guess it is totally their prerogative to treat or not to treat you.
Yeah, the sophistication of the treatment that you were receiving is like transplanting an organ. I mean, it's high dollar medicine, and it's competitive out there in terms of success rates and failures. They want to invest in your success, but they want you to be fully invested as well.
That's true. Well, this kind of blows out the whole employment law that I wanted to talk about. We'll talk about that next week. If you ever need help, you never need guidance in legal terms. If you're a victim and you don't think you're getting the just, I guess, righteous return from your insurance agent, forthevictims.com or 850-INJURED. Call Marcus and his crew at Michaels and Booth Personal Injury Attorneys.
We'll be here unless we're quarantined or in isolation.
Well, you'll still be there, though. You guys still do video conference, email, and answer the phone.
Absolutely.